this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, what's the one thing you need to do to succeed? And what's the one thing that I failed to do early in my career because I was too cheap, too stubborn, too much of a know-it-all to set aside my ego and go after? It's a secret you must know to get rich, lose weight, and even find the love of your life. I call it the secret ingredient of success. The answer is revealed in this fun podcast with an old friend, Chris Dufay, a digital nomad business coach who is originally from Australia, and he's all over the world right now. You're going to enjoy his accent, and my accent too, I guess, and his story of how he started following me online almost 10 years ago. Yeah, so we go way back, even if it's just by email, and we have some hilarious banter because we're old friends as we dive deep into a two-way conversation. So it's not just him interviewing me. I turn the tables on him. We're both digging for nuggets of success from one another in this high-energy exchange. And it's recorded at Fitness Business Summit 2018 in San Diego, California, where I was there to speak to 1,000 attendees on how to achieve work-life mastery. That's what I coach the world on these days, and it was so much fun speaking to all those high-performing individuals. Now, you're also going to learn why there's actually a secret to the secret ingredient of success, and I share a life-changing quote that you do not want to miss. In fact, you cannot miss it if you want to change your life and become successful. So this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and I want to welcome you to the perfect podcast episode that's going to pump you up, and it's perfect for you to listen to while you're out on a walk or working out at the gym. It's also, of course, jam-packed with gold nuggets about how anyone can go from zero to hero, thanks to the secret ingredient of connection. Now, whenever you're feeling down in a dip, whenever you need a pick-me-up, just play this show and you're going to get back on the fast track to success. So this legendary episode of Early to Rise Radio, it's brought to you by the Perfect Day Formula. You know this is my best-selling book about how to own your day and control your life. Over 25,000 people have gotten this book, and so many people at Fitness Business Summit came up to me and said it changed their life. It totally changed their life. It gave them structure. So go grab your free copy of my book at freeperfectdaybook.com or download the audiobook from Amazon so you can keep your motivation and momentum going.
Okay, Craig, when it comes to coaching, the importance of coaching, I see you as a massive mentor in my life, as a coach in my life, and I have publicly said multiple times before, do you know what I mean? You're one of two people, you and James Tramco, I give massive credit to getting me out of the gym into the online world.
Yeah.
How is the process you go through for you finding a coach, for you getting accountability, for you finding your steps forward?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's something that I tell people at every single level. Doesn't matter if you're a beginner, if you're advanced. What you want to do when you're looking for a coach is, first of all, you want to find somebody who shares your morals and ethics, okay? Shares your morals and ethics. And so I hired Tom Venuto as my first coach way back in the day. I mean, he is somebody who just had the massive, massive integrity, 100% on the integrity scale. So that's why I went to him. That's why I go to Bedros these days, is because I know how he has helped people. So it's first and foremost someone who shares your morals and ethics. Second is somebody who's been there and done that, who's achieved what you want to achieve. And when you have that in place, you are just going to be able to go and follow their path to success. It's like if you wanted to climb Mount Everest, you're probably going to want to go and talk to somebody that climbed Mount Everest, right? And then from there, the next thing you do is you make sure that you click with them. So you go to Fitness Business Summit and you hang out with you, or you hang out with whoever else that you want to have as your coach. You want to make sure that you're going to have a good dynamic with them as well. And then the next thing is ask around for referrals. You know, just like when you're hiring a plumber, as people do, you want to make sure that you get a good referral to a coach. And you want to check their background. You want to check their references. You're going to go and you're going to find, like, hey, maybe three or five people that they've coached before, and get advice from them. Now, can I tell you a funny story?
Please. I love funny stories.
Yeah. So I was Tom's first coaching client.
Yeah.
And I had no referrals to go to.
Yeah.
I was Tom's last coaching client. So
is that bad on him or you?
Well, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that I was his one and only coaching client because I did so well that there's no way that any of his coaching clients in the future could possibly replicate the success that I had. And so that's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm sticking to.
Look at the class this guy's got. He's able to do his peppermint tea, live stream, and interview. Okay.
Yeah.
Who is it that you want to be surrounding yourself with now?
Oh, you want to be surrounding yourself with people that are way smarter than you, way more successful than you. And then also still that you want to play up to their level in terms of morals and ethics and values and character. And so never let yourself go down the slippery slope of getting business advice from somebody who can make you a lot of money fast, but does so in a way where you just feel like absolutely terrible in your stomach, you know? And so I always want to be looking for the people that just see my potential at a higher level, that hold a higher bar for me. I always do this little thing when I'm teaching my workshops, Chris, that I say, most people, I show this little picture of a little mountain peak on the left, big mountain peak on the right, and I say to people, most of us set that bar too low. Mm. And the thing is, successful people, people with experience, have helped other people get more results, have hit a higher level, and they go, hey, listen, Craig, you can do so much more. Yep. I know, you know, you're not 100% here, you're not 100% there, but I see the potential in you.
Yeah.
And so you really, really, really do. Go back to the old cliche is you become the average of the five people you hang around with. And it's not actually just a cliche, it's research proven. If you hang around people that are overweight, you have a greater risk of becoming overweight. If you hang around people that smoke cigarettes, you have a greater risk of developing a cigarette smoking habit. It's research proven from Harvard University. Mm. So make sure that you get everything in place to be successful, surround yourself with the right people.
So why does coaching go wrong, or where does coaching go wrong, and how do you see that before it turns into a bad thing?
Oh, great question. And it's all about communication, right? Yep. So, and the expectations of even before the coaching arrangement is set up. So you go back to my first coaching arrangement with Tom Venuto, and it was like, hey, Tom, I'm coming to you with this goal, this expectation. And he was very clear. We were very communicative about this is what's going to happen. And when most people are frustrated with a coach, it's because they feel like they've been promised a result or a process that was not delivered.
Yep.
And that can just totally ruin friendships. You have to be very careful about hiring somebody who is a friend, because if you don't have that communication, that's what's gonna happen. So if you're a coach, be very, very clear. Here's what I can do for you. Yep. Here's what I can't do for you. Don't overpromise and underdeliver. On the other side, as a student, make sure that when you go and do this, you are clear with your coach. I need this result to happen.
Yep.
And so let me turn the tables on you and ask, when someone comes to you as a coaching client, Chris, what do you say to them? Like, how do you set it up from the first call to let's be clear on results and expectations?
I think it definitely starts with, let's get clear, are we the right fit first? Mm-hmm. Are you the right fit for me, and are we the right fit for you? And I think especially when it comes to like selling, like I don't see it as a sales process, it's a fit or no fit. And if we're a fit, fantastic, let's talk about how the relationship can work from there. And then let's actually get really clear on what it is that you want. Now, one of the first questions, especially when it comes out like business coaching, is we're gonna ask a question like, how much money do you wanna earn?
Right.
Now, most of the time, somebody comes back with an answer like $100,000. And I'm like, okay, that's fantastic. But I always double it and I come back with the question, well, why not $200,000?
Sure.
And usually it's always because that person is simply just got a self-limiting belief. Do you know what I mean?
Like, mountain on the left.
Exactly. They're the one setting that standard. They're the one standing in their way right now. So then it's simply go, okay, what does your ultimate life want to look like?
Yep.
What is your dream lifestyle? What's that actual dream lifestyle going to cost at the end of the day? And let's start to reverse engineer that process. And then simply how does the business need to be set up? What's that business model need to look up? And reverse engineer that process and kind of work it from there. So then it's very tangible and there's actually step by step. So I like going big picture first and let's boil it down into what we need to do like on a day-to-day basis to be able to rock and roll from there. And then communication is key.
Yeah.
Like we got to be touching base. One of the things I do with my coaching clients is they've got to be checking in and giving their progress updates every single week. And if they don't, it's a good sign that they're kind of flailing away and they're being the ones that are maybe not up to speed. And I don't always like looking at outcome goals. I rather look at their behavioral goals.
Sure.
So what are you doing day to day, week to week? Are you actually getting the job done? Because then we can work on the process rather than kind of like looking at some tangible like KPIs and stuff like that that might want to be too meaningless.
Yeah. And so, you know, first of all, one thing before I ask you another question is when I hired my first coach, Tom, the very first question on the very first call, he said, Craig, what do you want your business to look like in 5 years from now? It's a very pivotal magic moment for me. Yeah. And we can circle back to that in a moment. But you then, one of your first coaches was James Schramko, a good friend of mine. I've known that guy since about 2009 through Yannick Silver. And James is just an awesome, awesome person. He's got a new book out called Make More, Work Less. Yep. And so describe your experience, you know, like why did you go to James? How did he start you off and what did he help you do?
Okay, really good question. I think I initially connected with him because he actually is from the same town, Manly, in Sydney, mm-hmm. Australia, that I'm from as well. That's where my own hometown is.
Yep.
And then I just saw the way he operated, and I see the way the both of you communicate. It's very simple and it's very effective, which I think is key to it at the end of the day. So there was that kind of like, oh, you're kind of where I'm from and you're doing this, and I could relate to that. And I think that relation kind of like opened that door and sparked that possibility in my mind. And he goes, okay, let's be able to rock and roll. And then simply it was asking the right questions. He's a huge proponent of do the one thing right now that is what you need to do and don't get carried away with everything else. And that's obviously something that's so key, the one thing. And I also think a big influence was the book Ready, Fire, Aim.
Oh yeah, because, from my mentor, Mark Ford.
Yeah, that one really, I've read that multiple times because I always find if I just execute, just like this new show that we're doing at the moment, I got to the point, I was like, no, this is what I want to be doing with my life right now.
Okay.
And therefore I want to be just doing it. And where he doing it right now?
Yeah, absolutely. And so now if we go back to what I said about Tom's question, very much like you, big picture stuff.
Yeah.
It was that question set in motion my journey that allowed me to go on and buy Early to Rise from the author of Ready, Fire, Aim, Mark Ford. Did we talk about this before?
We've talked about this before, but I think this is a story I absolutely love. I really want you to share this because you said to Tom, I want my business to look like
Early to Rise.
And then?
Well, then Tom, so Tom knew of Early to Rise. He's like, yeah, okay, totally. I know, I love that website as well. It helps people build wealth, improve their health, all of these things. And I was just in the fitness industry at the time. And so Tom then said to me, well, Craig, you're gonna have to up your game. You know, he said, he raised the bar for me. And he said, listen, in order to do that, you're gonna have to become a better writer, a better speaker, a better trainer, a better coach, grow your network, which was really scary for me. But when I went and did those things, I call it the law of action attraction. I went and did the work and I attracted opportunity in my life. You're not gonna just attract opportunity sitting around at the kitchen table. You have to go out and do the work and attract the opportunities. And so eventually I did. I went out and I met my business partner, Matt Smith, and I told Matt Smith the same goal that I had. And then Matt Smith met Mark Ford, the author of Ready, Fire, Aim, and the owner of Early to Rise at an event. And he said, Mark Ford said, I'm ready to sell the business. And my friend Matt Smith said, I know a guy who would love to buy it. And I bought my dream business 5 years, 3 months and 17 days after.
So good.
Yeah, I was 3 months and 17 days late. So don't hold that against me.
Okay. Now, you and I both travel a lot.
Yep.
We were just talking about this before we hit the record button. How do you operate and how do you keep yourself doing what you need to do as you travel? Because it's so easy for life to throw a curveball. Maybe you're delayed at an airport. Maybe you're just tired. You've got a lot on, do you mean, over these next couple of days. How is it that you do everything that you do so well?
Well, I think it's so easy to stay in your routine. I mean, I just don't see how it's hard to get out of your routine. I think a lot of people, the problem is most people give themselves permission. Oh, I'm in an airport. That means I can eat whatever I want. Yeah. I can sit around and goof around on my iPhone. You're just in an airport, dude. You're not in anywhere fancy. It's not like you're at Disney World.
Yeah.
So pay attention and do the work. They got outlets and plugs now. And so you can get actually more work done in an airport than you do at home because you are actually outside of your regular work area and your brain starts operating different.
Yes.
So most people that I know that are high performers actually say, I get all my best ideas
airplanes,
when I'm at the airport. Yeah.
Get my best writing done.
Yeah, you're so focused. So everybody that's listening, you know, if you're going on a holiday, it's different. All right, you know what? It's a free for all once you go through customs and once you go into your holiday land. But if you are traveling for work, if you are traveling on a family trip that is not a holiday, you know, maybe you have to go to grandma's for Thanksgiving, but you have a couple of work days in there, Stay on your routine. Do it as much as possible. Plan and prepare. It's much like in order to have a great morning, you have to prepare the night before.
Yep.
And in order to have a great work day in an airport, just plan the night before. Think about what you're going to do. Get there on time so you're not rushing around. And then you can sit, do the work, and you can even work on airplanes. So I just don't see any reason to drop off your routine if you're not, if you're trying to stick to it, okay? There's no reason. It's easy to stick to your routine. Don't let it become an excuse to give yourself permission to start being average, because, you know, you go, I actually hate being in airports on Sundays. It's I feel it's like the most soul-sucking, loneliest thing in the world, even if you're traveling with friends, to be in an airport on Sunday, because Sunday's like family day, and I really hate it in NFL season, because you go into an airport, and all these people are drinking beer, and, I mean, I can't imagine drinking a beer before going on a flight. You know, you're just going to be going to the bathroom, like, all flight. So, you know, they're drinking beers, and they're wearing their football jerseys and stuff, and that's okay, but you know what? Then they're going to get to their thing, and they're going to be like, oh, I'm tired, and oh, I'm, you know, I didn't get any work done, I'm not prepared for this meeting. Listen, just because you're going on a work trip doesn't mean you're in holiday mode as soon as you go into the airport. So,
yep.
I want to stay at it. I actually don't work Sundays. I don't fly on Sundays. I just stay out of the airport on Sundays most of the time. If I have to go in, I go really, really early in the morning before the average person gets in there.
What's exciting you most at the moment?
This podcast.
No,
this
you're such a lovely human.
Well, I am pretty excited.
No, you're, okay. Can I say?
Yeah.
From, are we friends?
Yes, we are totally friends.
We're beyond Facebook friends. This is cool. You're operating in a high level. Why do you think that is?
Because all the way back to the top of the accountability, the coaching, the recognition that I wasn't operating at my highest level, that there was, I was capable of so much more. I was on the outside looking in, I was on the edge of the bubble, and I thought, why can't I be more successful? I know that I have the skills and the intelligence, as everybody does listening to this.
Yep.
It's not a matter, so my business partner, Matt Smith, says, whenever you have a problem with somebody, whether it's a team member or even yourself, it's only two things. It's either skill or commitment. Skill or commitment. You know, if you have a team member who's showing up late to work, it's either skill or commitment, or they're not getting their work done, it's skill or commitment. Now, most people have the skills. If they don't, then we give them the skills. We teach them, we coach them. But the other time, it's a commitment. And so I have a commitment to getting better every single day, every single day. And I recognize where I need a lot of help. And that's a little bit different than most people. They don't do the introspection and self-reflection to figure that out. They don't set the ego aside. Now, I'm not perfect in that. I've let my ego block me from getting help faster or in some areas. But recognizing that, going, okay, here I go. I need to become a better man. That's why I hang around people who are at a higher level, like Bedros, and even higher than that, because Bedros and I look to hang around people like, and we're in Joe Polish's 25K group. So that's how I've been able to elevate my game from boring, monotonous, you know, exercise guy. And you can go back to 2007, watch my first videos on YouTube. They were terrible.
No, so I tagged him. I tagged Craig in an Instagram post. What it was like last week. I actually went through an external hard drive that I've got while I'm still traveling, and I found old, like, original turbulence training, like, stuff.
Oh yeah, right.
And it was also your business mentoring as well, and it was like back from like 2008, I'm pretty sure, that I had these documents from, and it was amazing. It was so cool being able to see that.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, I just want to get better every day, because I feel like a hypocrite if I'm not, if I'm not pushing myself. So here at Fitness Business Summit last year, I said I was going to hug 100 people, which was outside of my regular comfort zone. Now I hug people all the time. It's, you know, I don't want to shake their hands because there's too many germs there anyways, but you know, last year I did about 91 hugs. I don't think I got to 100, even though I wish I did. And then this year, it's to do 100 selfie videos. And I'm doing this for a couple of reasons. One, because it's fun, it's a good challenge for me.
Yeah.
But two, so many people need to learn how to do video, and I'm just gonna force them to do video. I'm just gonna walk up to them and ask them a question, because it's practice. Once you practice, you get better. And that is just such a key to success in life, is practice, identifying what you want to improve, getting feedback from an expert, you know, just those coaching principles that we talked about at the start.
What do you find your own version of success?
That's a good question. So I guess it would be doing something that leaves an impact, that makes an impact and leaves a legacy that is really something purposeful. And that's hard to define what it is. Yeah. I mean, you know, someone shouldn't have to think, well, I have to go write a book or grow a business. Yeah. No, I mean, if you want to raise well-adjusted children and have 10 grandchildren, that's your legacy. So success, I don't really get too caught up in the definition of it, but success is really doing your best that you can to leave your legacy, I guess.
I like that. What's your legacy?
My legacy is to help a lot of people transform, to change their lives physically, financially, mentally, and emotionally, to overcome their obstacles in the way of their life. Because I know that if I can do it with all the obstacles and hurdles in my way, and I don't mean like I didn't really have any physical limitations or anything, but just mentally I had a lot of obstacles and ego in there as well. And so it was, you know, if I can overcome those, and I just want to share the simple processes that allow people to do it.
What's your biggest challenges at the moment?
Biggest challenges of the moment is kind of letting go ego and in my coaching business and realizing that I can train other coaches or have people who are better at coaching than me.
Wow,
take
awesome.
My systems and processes. Yes. And so yesterday we had a workshop and it was the first time that I had a coach with me, and I knew that he was a better coach than me and he did an amazing job. And so it's just a matter of putting the systems in place that allow me to, I guess the hard thing is right now I'm selling the easy way, which is to friends, people that have gotten, had great experiences with me, yep. and I'm selling them on getting coaching from me.
Yep.
But that's not a real, real business. I need to be able to have coaches.
So you can step away.
Yeah, and so it's being able to prove to people that the processes are super effective as they are, and that the coaching that they're gonna get doesn't depend on me. In fact, they're gonna get better coaching from somebody else.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we can do meet and greets anywhere else. You don't have to sign up for coaching for it. So I can be in front of larger audiences and connect with more people and show them the value of the systems, the value of my coaches. And so it's letting the ego aside and figuring out and doing the work. There's a lot of work here, and I'm kind of resisting that right now, but I've made some good strides in the last week.
Okay, I think that's a huge point. And for all the different screens and cameras that are looking at us right now, a leader leads leaders, and that's really what you're doing at the end of the day. And I think that was a huge revelation, especially for me with my businesses, was I need to truly be able to walk away, and therefore I need to put leaders in place. And it's quite a ego testing thing to be able to have somebody else walk in and actually do a better job than what you were doing as well. But also that's where expansion comes from. That's where growth comes from as well. So how do you help people understand that and actually start executing that?
Yeah, there's a really great concept called servant leadership, which is, you know, most people think of like the CEO up here and then the next level and then the next level. In servant leadership, the CEO is really at the bottom. The leader of the company is at the bottom, supporting everyone and growing them up. So, you know, even if someone comes on as like a customer service representative, yep. we give them the opportunity to grow in the company and raise themselves up. And you know, you go out and you hire people that are better than you. So you're always at that servant leadership level, helping people up and up and up and up and up. And that's the mindset. It's not easy to do, especially like if you're good at something and people have told you you're good at something, to step away from that.
Yeah.
But if you really want to grow and have a greater impact, eventually you have to draw the line where you're doing it all yourself. You can't do it all yourself. It's much like I have business partners who I own gyms with, and they often struggle to get out of the training, client sessions. And it's like, you can't grow your business. You can't have multiple locations if you're doing all the sessions. Eventually people are gonna understand that you're on a greater mission. You have to communicate that properly. So you go back all the way to communication expectations. And so, you know, if a trainer is listening to this and they think, I don't know how I can get away with, you know, not training all the sessions, people are gonna be mad. They're gonna be talking about my back and saying, oh, he's too good for us now, or she's too good for us now. I look at it this way. Think about your favorite band. Your favorite band comes to a city near you once a year. They don't come every single day. Mm. And how do you feel when they come to your city once a year? You're like, oh my gosh, Chris, we gotta go and get tickets. We're gonna get Jay Faruja. We're gonna go down because he goes every concert with us. And you feel like, oh my goodness, this is amazing that they came to my town once this year, once every like 3 years, really.
Yeah.
That's how you have to flip the script in your clients' minds at your gym. Oh my goodness, Chris is gonna be in the gym on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. This is awesome. We all get to hang out with him. We get to, you know, ask him about what's going on. And that is how you want to set things up. So it's just eventually communicating, hey, everybody, I won't be training these sessions anymore because, as you know, my mission in life is to go and help this many people do this, you know, make these changes. And I just want to go out there and do it. And so I'm stepping away. We brought in these new coaches. So they're going to be training with me for a couple weeks. Yep. You're going to get to meet them. You're going to love them. They're going to be better than me. And I'm just stepping away to have a greater impact.
Love that.
And then when you get people to understand that, everybody's going to buy in. And everyone will get over it because we all get over everything in life, and because everything you can get over and everything's a learnable skill. Mm-hmm. And just go out there and with that mindset become the Oprah or Madonna or rock star of your business and have everybody realize that, but have great charisma and be very humble, but realize you have to step away in order to help more people.
Absolutely love that. Okay, yeah. Last thing. Mm-hmm. What's the one thing that you want the viewer, listener, everybody right now tuned in with us, what do you want them to do?
I want you to go out and redefine, or first of all, define your definition of success. What is it that you really, truly want to do with your skills, your talents, your ambitions, your values, your vision for your future, and figure out, here's the best version of me. Then I want you to go and get a coach or a mentor, or even your big brother, big sister, your mother, your father, your spouse, your partner, and have them say, where can I elevate my game? And then from that, what I want you to do is play up to that level.
I love that. I love that so much. Dude, thank you so much.
That was a lot of fun.
So there you have it. In today's episode, I revealed the secret to the secret ingredient of success, and it goes like this. You must be accountable to somebody that you deeply do not want to disappoint. Let me say that again. You must be accountable to someone you deeply, 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 deeply do not want to disappoint. That is what changed my life, and that's what's going to change yours. So I also shared my number one mistake, and that was not getting a coach soon enough. And it's a mistake you must not make because it will hold you back. It'll stop you from getting rich, losing weight, or even finding the love of your life. But when you have coaching, when you have accountability, when you have the secret to the secret ingredient of success, you can create your perfect days and have total work-life mastery. And when you implement the secret ingredient of accountability, success is inevitable. That's why you need me as your coach, to walk you through a proven step-by-step blueprint for success and to get my no-holds-barred, no-excuses accountability. Just like I've done for my clients like Super Bowl champion Steve Weatherford, eight-figure female business coach Shanda Sumpter, and the world's most connected man, Joe Polish, plus thousands of other entrepreneurs from beginner status to billionaire status. So let's get started on your coaching journey and give you the accountability you need to succeed. Visit perfectlifeworkshop.com. That's perfectlifeworkshop.com to apply to work with me at my next coaching event near you.